The idea is not to preach a complete sermon. But one thing that I want to tell you is, and it is in scripture as well, and there's a book that Floyd McClung wrote, and the title of the book is You See Bones, I See Armor. And I want to tell you, God is not disappointed with you or with this church. God loves this church. Many times we see dry bones, but God sees some armor. And if you want to come and argue with me, I'll give you many reasons. Look around you, okay? God want to put flesh to these bones. Something I'm excited about, you know. I just love the way God has been adding people to us. And, you know, I wish I could, for myself and for many of you, show a video clip of the past 2 years. 2 years ago, exactly in March, we started, me and Reinhold, I think Paul was there as well. And on that Saturday morning, we packed up at the old church. We moved here. Now, that was a set venue, fixed venue. You walked in, put on the lights, put on the projector, make coffee, and church happens. Very convenient. Here, you have to work hard. But, you know, there's a reward for hard work. So, my dad, in the past week, you know, he had an operation where they put in a new lens in his one eye. He only had 30% sight. And after that, he got a plastic lens, and now he can even drive without glasses. I grew up knowing my dad with glasses. So his lens has changed. He can see now. And I have to ask you this morning, what do you see? But not with your naked eye or with your eye, within the spirit. What do you see? And I want to encourage you. And one of my favorite scriptures, I want to read to you from Philippians 3, verse 8. Indeed, I count everything as loss. Because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. My message this morning isn't to throw away everything you have, to give it away maybe. It's to put Jesus Christ first. And I can tell you it's something that didn't just happen on the day of salvation, the day you made a commitment to follow Jesus. It's something you have to do often. I have to. Maybe you aren't where I am, but I regularly have to say, Jesus, I need to choose you to be first. Otherwise, there's like certain cars that just come and drive in before you, you know. There will always be things in life that will come park before you and try to. But what I want to do this morning, and I want to do it a little bit different, and we're just going to have a few minutes. You're going to do it very quickly. But I want you to break up into groups of, say, 3 to 5. Break up into small groups of 3 to 5, and then I will tell you what to do. Quickly. Break up into groups, small groups of 3 to 5. Okay, everyone in a small group, everyone almost seems sorted. There's some people that failed mathematics somewhere along the line, but 5 or 6 is also good. That's fine for today. It's not a problem. I'm going to, on the screen, there's going to be slides with Matthew 16, 13 to 19. It's going to be on 2 different slides, and I want you in your small group to read it. It's going to be up there. Frederick, you're going to show the first slide, verse 13 to 16, and then the second, which is going to be 17 to 19. I want you not just to read through it, say twice. Read through it twice. And then I want you to discuss in your small group, what does that mean to you? What is the main implication that you get from it? Okay? So you can give different answers in a sense, but I want to know afterwards quickly. I'm going to give you 3 to 5 minutes. Read it twice. What implication? What is the main thing speaking to your heart? And what is the implication for you from that part of Scripture? Okay? So I'm going to be quiet and you can read it twice. And what is the main thing that you get out of it? And then what is the implication? What is the thing that you take home from that? Okay, I can see all of you are enjoying it quite a lot. There's quite a lot in that scripture. Quickly, I want someone from a group, from each group. You can sit in your group, stay in your groups. Okay? Just quickly, I want to know, just one person, just giving one or two things that you got out of it. First group, was this one group. What did you get out of it? Saskia? They said Saskia. Yes? Okay. Okay. Anything else? Cool. Next group, Esther? Cool, thank you. Is that right? Okay. I mean. Yes. I mean. Maar sy is so agter, Liesel kyk ek weg, Cornelia, ek dink jy sal moet antwoord. Of Amen. Someone there in the group? I mean, man daar agter, men, there at the back. Worry you please. Thank you. Church happens, awesome. So achter, you ladies there? I mean, at the back, you guys, anyone? Ethan? Amen. My group said, obviously, the revelation about Jesus, we need to know for ourselves who Jesus is. You will build this church. There's another group here. Two groups. One group. I'm missing someone. There's a hand. Someone that, yes. You're welcome. Ten out of ten. Thanks. The last group. So how many pastors to be do we have in the house? I think we do have quite a lot here. Bottom line is, as Tracy has said, and everyone else almost said in one or the other way, there's quite a lot that we can get from that passage. But for me personally, you know, there's different things that you will take out depending how you see it right now. But basically, that thing about, you know, we need to see who Jesus is. It must be a revelation to us. And then the thing to me that's important this morning is that he said, you will build his church. Jesus will build his church. And 2,000 years ago, he said it, and he's still true to his word. That means he's still building his church. I boast it, say kerk. We can say it in different languages, but it will still stay the same thing. Okay? Otherwise, I'm a bit limited in my languages. But the thing is, and I actually had another, but then we're going to run out of time, just because I can see you guys are really enjoying it. You can maybe go read it at home. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9 to 15. And my question there just would have been, how can we help to build? And also in 1 Corinthians 12, 14 to 20, you know, we could talk about the body and those type of things. And I'm sure most of us will come to the same conclusion. But here's the thing. Why I chose that scripture and probably why Jesus gave it to us. If JP comes to me, or JP came to me 10 years ago, and it said, there's Maritza, she's a good lady, good-looking lady. Did I say good-looking lady? And I think you must marry her. I would think, like, that's a good idea. I like blondes, you know? My wife is blonde. Oh, she's not that blonde today, but nevertheless. Oh, you know, my skoonmaas, you know, moet ek pas op. Okay, now I'm in trouble. But the long story short is, he can tell me I must love her. And as a Christian, you know, I can try. But if there's something in my heart, let's say burning, to love her, then no one else has to tell me, listen, please love her. It's like something that's in your heart. You got that revelation. It's like many of us, I can give you 2 hours and we can tell stories and testimonies of that day that you came to the revelation or the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is for you. Not for scripture or anyone else, but to me and to you. And that changes everything. The way you see God, the way you see yourself. So the other two we're not going to get to. And I'm not going to preach a sermon or something here and say, please serve, please be part of church. You guys are doing an awesome job already. That's why these things are happening. Who can smell the hot dogs outside? I can. Okay? That means there's something who made a fire. Someone brought a Weber. Someone brought the wood. All those type of things. Someone is now brewing a Vorsi as well. Okay? That's the team thing. So I don't want to try and manipulate or play on your feelings, anything like that. Just as we talked in the groups right now, most of you are already serving at places, and there's even people that is here today that I will say you are doing too much, okay? Take a break, rest a little bit here and there. But I want to encourage you, we're going to end now here now, and then we're going to go to the stations. Please get some coffee there at the back, and I want you to go and make an effort and speak to the person at the other side of the table and ask that person, why do we have encounters? I think I know, but talk to that person, you know. And then that is something that can help you. It's something where you can serve, but it's also a platform where you can invite someone to. I want to challenge you, church, to deliberately, to trust God, to make deliberate friendships with people that you can invite to church. I believe with all my heart, that's the thing about the dry bones and God seeing an army. Sometimes we see us the way we are, but God sees us differently. He sees the potential. And I see a lot of potential in us as a church. So there's going to be time now, get to know people, get to know ministry, get to know the heart of that ministry. There's some people with T-shirts on. Ask them, why? What does it mean, that thing on their heart? I'm not talking about the obvious. I'm talking about the passion, the reason why we have Kiddies Church, or the reason why we have Missions or Ignite or whatever. You will see right now. And then I'm just going to manipulate you regarding one ministry. I have to. And that is the tech team. Okay? That means, who enjoyed the worship this morning? Can I see your hands? Most of you enjoyed it. I'm glad. I thought everyone would enjoy it because I thought it was really a blessing. Thank you, JP. I want to just sow a few seeds there. The technical team is one of those things that's managing the sound, everything you see here at the back. Not the most glorious ministry. You don't going to catch a lot of shine. You're going to work a little bit. But I want to tell you as a church and as the father of this church today, okay, my best friend, or one of my best friends, old Reinhold, he needs a break there. The past 2 years, how many Sundays did you not seen him sitting there? Okay, so I want to ask you, if it's on your heart, just sign up to say once in 6 weeks, help there at the desk. They will train you, Frederick, Bertie, Warre, Johan, all the guys sitting there. We need a bit of capacity there. Most other ministries are going, okay? So if I don't get two names, we're not going to have dogs. How's that for manipulation? Okay, but bottom line is, guys, we're a family, we're a church, we have to make it work together. And especially in that ministry, there's a few guys really pulling hard because you have to do the setup. Now, it's not rocket science. If there's two people, they work really hard. If there's six or eight, that means you can serve there once a month, once in 6 weeks. We don't want to kill anyone, nothing like that, but they will train you. I really want to ask you, we can't worship like this if the tech team isn't working, okay? Not nice to play CDs if we have awesome worship leaders like Saskia and JP and Adrian and Almoret and Amalvatiso Samson. So I really want to ask you, if it's on your heart, please go to that desk and ask them how they make church happen. Amen. So we're going to stand up now, get some coffee, have a look at the stations.